Welcome to the Friday, July 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. Microsoft released its advanced notification for next week's patch Tuesday. Expect 9 bulletins with 3 rated critical and the remaining 6 important. As usual, the bulletins affect Windows, Internet Explorer, and Office, but we also again have a patch for developer tools and for some unspecified server software. So it looks like another average patch Tuesday. And the shutdown of the DNS change your name servers has hit the mainstream press. There are about 250,000 infected systems still using the replacement DNS servers that were set up by the DNS changer task force. Windows systems will likely just reset the DNS settings actually once that DNS server goes away. However, the concern here is that users that are connected to routers that got infected. DNS changer in some cases actually modified router settings, and those users of course will then be out of luck. However, these users should also have seen plenty of warnings, for example, while browsing Google and other popular websites. Kaspersky noted that it spotted new malware samples targeting supporters of the Dalai Lama. The message claims to describe the ceremonies to be held for the Dalai Lama's upcoming birthday, which is actually today, so happy birthday, Dalai Lama, and it includes a Word document as attachment. Once you open that document, the document will attempt to exploit a Word vulnerability that was actually patched back in April. If successful, the exploit will display a benign article copied from a newspaper, so the user may not necessarily realize that it just got exploited. And residents of two towns in Illinois had to cope with tornado sirens howling for about 30 minutes this weekend. In at least one of the towns, power had to be disconnected from the sirens in order to shut them off after other attempts failed. And there are some speculations that the incident is the result of a control system compromise. So essentially, someone hacked the systems that are responsible for controlling these sirens. But so far, there hasn't really been any evidence presented that this is the case. So there's a lot of speculation at this point. And apparently, malware made it past the controls of the Apple App Store for iOS. That's, I think, a first-time event, at least that it was intentional malware. We had sort of some proof-of-concept malware that made it past the controls. The software is advertised in Russian originally, and it will access your address book and then send SMS spam to your contacts. Now, the application is called Find and Call, and it's advertised as an application that makes it easy to locate contact information across multiple networks like Skype, phone numbers, and such. Apple has since removed the application from the App Store. Interestingly, there is a very similar application by the same name in the Google Play Store for Android users, so Android users are not left out. And when we're talking about mobile malware, Microsoft and Google are sparring off over an Android botnet that's supposedly being used to send spam. A researcher at Microsoft described it first, but really the only evidence he had, and still has as far as I know, is email sent by the botnet, which includes headers that essentially make it look like it came from Android. Now, what Google is saying is that any malware could potentially spoof those headers. Well, at this point, I don't think either side really has strong evidence for their particular position. What's really missing here is a sample of the malware that is sending this particular style of spam. Well, and this is it for today. If you see me in DC or at Sands Fire this week, say hi. We got a few Internet Storm Center stickers around. Tomorrow, of course, will be the IPv6 Summit. And then Saturday, the classes will start with Monday, sort of the main conference will take off. With that, thanks for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.